小兵的都会做传承的工作。
我希望客家青少年能够继承这个光客家话。
Join us for a journey into the lives of the Hakka people in the Hakka Files.
Hello and welcome to the Hakka Files. I'm Natalie So. This week we'll talk about how Hakka people in Taiwan interact with Hakka groups from all over the world. There are many Hakka organizations in Taiwan and abroad, and they interact with each other to promote Hakka culture throughout the world. The biggest event that brings Hakka people from all over the world together is the biannual World Hakka Reunion.It's held at different major cities every 2 years. The event was founded in 1971, and there have already been 21 World Hakka Reunions. The World Hakka Reunion is organized by the World Hakka Federation. This is an international organization that was created in November 1971. Another Hakka organization, a Hong Kong-based group called the Zhongzhen Organization,celebrated their 50th anniversary at the time. It invited 250 representatives from 47 Hakka groups all over the world to attend. And that celebration became the first World Hakka Reunion. And they decided that a new World Hakka Reunion would take place every 2 years. The World Hakka Federation was created to plan the reunions and promote greater interaction between Hakka groups all over the world.At the time, Hong Kong was still a colony of Great Britain. Thus, the World Hakka Federation headquarters was located in Taipei, Taiwan. The World Hakka Federation has facilitated all types of events, from cultural to business events, to bring the international Hakka community together. It is a non-local, non-profit, non-government organization devoted to strengthening the Hakka spirit, cultural exchange, and social development.Local chapters of the Federation hold annual celebrations as far away as the U.S., Canada, France, and Japan. There are also local chapters in Hong Kong, Macau, and all over China.
中共就黑自家人，山盟所写书规矩，骗人讲的爱家己，傲强出资上千元，骗人讲的压残人，人难做难做人，难比俺下家人，喜难受心不平，将来爱天赐，不管一切不老兄弟姊妹，也个乡亲，总共就系自家人。
In the decades since the Federation came into being, the World Hakka Reunion has grown in popularity. So much so that now it is the biggest Hakka event in the world.Cities around the world with Hakka populations vie with each other for hosting rights. And when the competition for hosting rights becomes too strong, sometimes back-to-back reunions are held in successive years. From 2002, the World Hakka Federation has had an annual Hakka Leaders Conference in Taipei every year. Scores of Hakka leaders from all over the world attend to report on the state of Hakka life in their home cities.This is a way of exchanging ideas and information, peer bonding, and building solidarity between Hakka all over the world. More and more leaders have been attending the conference every year. In fact, more than 400 attended the last conference. There are also a lot of Hakka in Japan. And the cities of Tokyo and Osaka have Hakka organizations. Japan is also home to a national Hakka organization. In the past, all those Hakka groups held annual celebrations and meetings separately. But now, under the guidance of the World Hakka Federation, the Hakka groups in Japan have now come together to host one big annual celebration. The first day of the meeting takes place in Osaka, the next in Tokyo. Another goal of the World Hakka Federation is to promote the growth of overseas Hakka organizations. For instance, in July 2007, the U.S. West Coast chapter of the World Hakka Federation was created in San Francisco. This is the fourth chapter of the Federation in the United States. And apart from starting new regional groups, the Federation also promotes joint events to create larger scale meetings for more people to attend. In a world where Taiwan is squeezed in the diplomatic sense, the World Hakka Federation provides a conduit for Taiwan's envoys to meet with local Hakka groups. As Taiwan does not have diplomatic relations with many countries, this channel is a valuable one that widens Taiwan's diplomatic horizons. China is still the original homeland for Taiwan's Hakka, and the Federation has not forgotten about the mainland in their efforts to strengthen Hakka culture and community. Because of political factors, the Taiwanese government still cannot directly interact with the Chinese government. It is only through non-governmental organizations that cross-straits exchange can take place. The World Hakka Organization is happy to step into this role. Last year, more than 700 Chinese Hakkas came to Taiwan to attend the reunion. Between 2003 and 2005, three World Hakka reunions were held in China. They were in Henan, Jiangxi, and Sichuan. The Taiwanese government did what it could to facilitate the Federation in hosting the meetings, as did the Chinese government. Because both sides of the Taiwan Straits affirms the importance of the World Hakka Reunion for the global Hakka community, every time a World Hakka Federation group sets off from Taiwan for China, they are given great respect by the authorities there. Lately, it's been getting very hot in Taiwan, and June is also the beginning of typhoon season. So today, let's learn some Hakka words and phrases about the weather. This is how you say it's really sunny.
你头懂懒。你头懂懒。
And this is how you say it's really hot.
天使冬夜。天使冬夜。 捏。
This is how you say it's pouring rain.
落太水，落太水。
And this is how you say flooding.
做太水，做太水。
And this is how you say intermittent rain.
大风时，大风时。
And this is how you say typhoon.
风灾，风灾。
Well, those are a lot of the weather conditions you'll see this time of year in Taiwan, and now you know how to say them. This is the last episode of the Hakka Files. Thanks so much for listening over the past 6 months. I hope that this program has increased your appreciation of the world of Hakka life and culture in Taiwan. And I also hope that you can make it out to Taiwan sometime and enjoy Taiwan's Hakka traditions firsthand. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
孙梦妮暗自飞，张磊撩。
青葱太阳下的天桥，风落花在歌，挂在空中。
一梦人的世界，多姿多彩，多情多义多笑容。风能流舞，风风起起。天树闹拥拥，呀嘿哈，他是给乡音给地风，等你落了做英雄。